the 23rd chapter of the book of Acts on verse number 22. And the last message we had was the satanic murderous pact and plot. And now we're continuing on with that, but we're going to see God's protection all the time as all this was taking place, as Paul's nephew, and I guess, you know, we don't know much about Paul's life. We know that his wife left him, divorced him, and wouldn't have anything to do with him. His children all left because he had become saved. Paul went on single the rest of his life. History tells us that he was had himself castrated and became a eunuch for the kingdom of God's sake. He didn't want to have to carry a woman around or anything. He said he could because, like Peter and the others, they had wives, but Paul the Apostle just wanted one thing to do with the rest of his life, and that was to serve God, period. That was it. And so anyway, now we're going to see the plot, the murderous plot, unfold. The man over a thousand, the commander, he had... And there's another thing here, too. When Paul's nephew came to him, now Paul's nephew must have been saved, I guess. The rest of them probably wanted him dead. But Paul's nephew had compassion in his heart, and God opened the door for Paul's nephew to go to Paul. He opened the door for Paul's nephew to be able to see him. And not only that, but he told him the plot against his life, and then Paul told a what we call a commander over 100, and he went to the commander over 1,000. They told him, he said, there's something going on here, and this boy wants to see you. He had some very important, pertinent information for you. And he went and told the commander that there were over 40 men that had anathematized themselves, anathemized themselves, that if they ate, they would not eat or drink until he killed Paul. And then the commander, remember now, Paul is a Roman citizen. Paul, a Roman citizen, could not be arrested without cause. A Roman citizen could not be handcuffed or manacled or in any way chained without cause. He could not be tried without cause. He cannot be beaten without cause. Nor any of these things, nor if he had been, even if he was a Roman citizen now, he could not be executed like all the rest. You know that the Jewish people had executed Stephen by stoning, and they did it illegally. They had Jesus executed by crucifixion. Everybody but a Roman citizen had to be crucified if they were under a Roman indictment. But a Roman citizen could not be crucified either, and that's why Paul was beheaded in Rome. That was considered a much more humane and less painful execution than crucifying. Crucifying, you might live for days hanging on that cross in horrible pain. Mm-hmm. A Roman citizen was spared that. So now let's go on here and let's read this and from the Greek text, and we'll investigate a little bit more about this murderous plot and then God's protection all the time. Ho men un kiliarkos ape lise ton nia niskon parangeles medene ek le lese hote tauto in a pharistes pros me. And therefore the one indeed, the ruler of 1,000, the Keliarch, the commander, he dismissed the young man, having charged no one to divulge or to say anything about what was happening here. Don't you tell anything about this report at all. Don't let it be known anywhere. On pain of death. On pain of death, do not let this be known to anyone else. Verse number 23 now. Kai pros kalesimenos, dio tenes ton eka ta kon epan etoe masete strate otos diokosios hupos poru thusen heos cesareos kai hepes ebdo me conta kai dex e lobus dioconios apo trites horas tes nictos. Now this man's a powerful man. A powerful man. And having called two of the centurions, these men are over 100 men. Now he's called two men that are over 200 people in all. Two centurions that are over 100 men. These are commandants also, or commanders. And he said, you go prepare the soldiers. 200, so as they may go as far as Caesarea. And he said, horsemen 70, and spearmen 200 from the third hour of the night. Third hour of the night. This is in the middle of the night now, people. They are, they're going to leave. Now, we've got Paul has been prepared quite an entourage and a protection society. We have 40 some odd people going to kill him, and now we got 470 men going to protect him. 470 men are sent with one Roman to protect Paul because they're afraid. This guy, this commander, had to buy his citizenship of Rome. But Paul was a native-born Roman citizen. He was all Jewish, all right, but he was also a native-born Roman because his parents or grandparents, one of them must have done something really great in the Roman Empire to have all of their children be freeborn. 24. Ketene te parasa ste hina epi bib basantes ton paulon diososusi pros feliki ton hia menona. And it said here at fourth hour of the night, and he said, and then beast to stand by, in order that, having put Paul, that they might bring safely to Felix, the governor. And they got beast of burden now. Beast of burden are going to stand by, and they're going to transport Paul. We got 470 men, and now we got a beast of burden to carry him. And then verse number 25, Gropsas epistolane ekousa ton typhon touton. Having written a letter, an epistle, and having this pattern, typhon, that word, this pattern, he gave commanding orders. He gave orders, marching orders. Then it says here in verse number 26, Claudius Lysias ton katiston hegomai filiki karein. Greetings, Claudia Lysias, the most excellent governor, Felix. And we have the word here, greetings, to greet you. And then it says here in explanation, verse number 20, ton andra, tuton, sila, sile, silem, fi thenta, hippo, judeos, Kai melonta ana reste hippo auton epistas sin to stratu samate ex a lomen mathon hote romeos esten. He said, this man, having been arrested by the Jews, and he's about to be killed by them. And he said, having come upon with the soldiers, we rescued this man, having learned that he is a Roman. This man is a Roman. Now, I want you to treat him like a Roman. Remember now, Felix, this man is a Roman citizen. You can't treat him just like any other Jew. Now, they were having trouble with Jews. They've been having trouble with Jews. Pontius Pilate said they were the most unruly, vicious animals that he'd ever tried to rule over in his life. And now, all of these Roman citizens here are, they know what the Jews are doing. They're an unruly, religious, superstitious bunch, as Pontius Pilate said. Verse number 28, Boulomenos, te epinose, ten aten, di hein eneklun, auto katagogon, eis to synodrion auton. And then it says that the council kept on wishing for themselves to know fully the cause by which they kept on accusing him. And I brought him down to the council. Down there to the council. And I'll read this back in the Amplified Bible in a few minutes. Hon iron eg kalumenun Eperi, zetu maton, tu nomo, auton, mede, de, axion, thanatu, e, desmion, econta, ek klima. Whom I found being accused concerning questions of the law of them. And it said nothing worthy of death or being bound. They didn't have a charge against him. The same thing with Jesus, wasn't it? They had no charge really to arrest Jesus. All of their charges were false lies and perjury. And it says, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not, that's actually, thou shalt not murder, and thou shalt not commit a perjury, and thou shalt not lie. And they had done all of this. There, the religious leaders were doing all of these sins, not Paul. Verse number 30. Meno these de moi epiboles eis ton andra esseste ek auton epimpsa pro se parangalos kai tois kata gorios legain pros auton epi thu si. And having been revealed to me a epiboles, a plot against the man, out of them, to be out of them, I sent to you, having commanded and having commandeered also the one's accusers to say to him before you. Now, how many men were protecting Paul? We had an army, got 470 men protecting him. 470 men to protect him. And a lot of angels, too, by the way. They didn't see the angels. Verse number 31. Hoi men un thra tiontai kata to dia teta menon autois ana labontes ton paulon egogon dia Nictos eis tain anta patrida. And therefore the soldiers, according to the orders having been appointed to them, they having taken up Paul, they brought him through night unto Antipater. Antipater. Excuse me for a moment here. Verse number 32 now. Te de hyperion iasantes tuos hypes aper caste sin auto hypes thropson eis tain parabolein. And in the next day, during the next day, having allowed the horsemen. Now, how many horsemen did they have here? They had 200 spearmen holding spears and swords, and they got 70 horsemen now. And the 70 horsemen, they depart for themselves, and they returned to the fort. Verse number 33 now. Ontenes, eis elthontes, eis tain kasarion, kai anodontes tain epistolain, to egomenoi, parestesan, kai ton paulon auton. And who, having entered into Caesarea? Now remember, this is a stronghold city, Caesarea. And having handed over the letter to the governor, they presented also Paul to the governor. Verse number 34 now. Anos de kai eperotesos ek poios eparkes esten kai ti or pithomenos hote apo kilikios. And having upknown, that word is read, to read is to upknow. You take a letter and you upknow it. Something is written on the letter in a cryptic language of some sort, and you upknow it. To read it is to know what's on that paper. And he upknew what's on the paper. And having asked out of what province he is, and having learned that from Cilicia, having learned for him that he's from Cilicia. Verse number 35 now. Diakosomene su efe hoton kai hoi kate goroi su paragenonte Cilicias en to praetorio tu herodu he said, I shall hear you. And when also the ones accusers of you, they may arrive. They shall come on upon the scene. And having commanded into the praetorium of Herod to be guarded and to be protected there, he's going to send him into the praetorium of Herod. And he's going to protect him in this area, this fortress. Now we'll go back and read this in the Amplified Bible. And here we have God's protection. And then we're going to have him over here with his defense against the governor. Verse number 21 says, do not yield to the persuasion of more than 40 of their men are lying in ambush waiting for him, having bound themselves in an oath under a curse neither to eat nor to drink till they have killed him. And even now they are already just waiting for your promise. So that the commander sent the youth away and charging him, do not disclose to anyone that you have given me this information. I don't want these Jews to know that I know what they're going to do. And so in the middle of the night, he's going to take some precautions because his life is on the line too, because Paul's a Roman citizen. Then summoning two of his centurions, and that's two men over 100 men. So we got 200 men there. And he said, have 200 footmen ready by the third hour of the night, that is 9 o'clock. P.M. to go as far as Caesarea with 70 horsemen and 200 spearmen. We got 470 soldiers here, and these men know how to fight. But it's going to take this great horde of army to protect Paul, and of course we know that there's angels around there also. What the soldiers couldn't do, the angels going to take care of. And also provide beasts for the mounts for Paul to ride and bring him in safety to Felix the governor. And he wrote a letter having this message. Claudius Lysias sends greetings to His Excellency Felix the governor. And this man was seized as prisoner by the Jews and was about to be killed by them. And I came upon them with troops and rescued him because I learned that he is a Roman citizen. And wishing to know the exact accusation which they were making against him, I brought him down before the council, before the Sanhedrin, where I found that he was charged in regard to questions of their own law, but he was accused of nothing that would call for death and even for imprisonment. But I have to protect him. He's under protective custody. However, when it was pointed out to me that there would be a conspiracy against the man, I sent him to you immediately, directing his accusers also to present before you their charges against him. So the soldiers, in the compliance with their instruction, took Paul and took him during the night to Antipater. And the next day, they returned to the barracks, having mounted men to proceed with him. And when these came to Caesarea and gave the letter to the governor, they also presented Paul before him. Having read the letter, he asked to what kind of province Paul belonged when they discovered that he was from Cilicia, an imperial province. And he said, I will hear your case fully when your accusers also have come. And he ordered that an eye be kept upon him in Herod's palace and the fortress. So here we have the murderous plot still going on. Except God has intervened. He's put in these people's hearts. He put fear in these people's hearts because Paul is a Roman citizen. And not only that, he takes 470 soldiers and sends him to protect Paul with protective custody all the way to Caesarea. Then he tells the governor, and now the governor is going to put him in a fortress, Herod's fortress, to protect him. And so Paul is protected. And they don't see all the angels around him at all yet, but they're there also. Father, I thank you for this message. I thank you for all the blessings you give us. And thank you for being able to look at your word and see how that you have protected this man. And Father, I thank you for how you have protected me against the evil ones in my life. And I continue to ask for that protection also, here and wherever I am. And please protect my wife also from all the plots that have been against her for many years. Thank you, Father, for the assurance that we know that you're our Savior and our God. Help us to glorify you with our lives. In Jesus' name, I pray.